I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cal and Hannah, congratulations on the uniforms. Congratulations on draft week. Congratulations on the vibes. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Pretty good. About 10 a.m. this morning. It's been pretty fun.
Has
other
it?
Text messages.
How have you enjoyed the whole process? There's been a lot to it. How did y'all enjoy this process?
It's like a lot of things where there's a whole lot of work behind the scenes for a year
many,
and a half.
Many months.
But we actually that was fast tracking it, and then you get here and it all kind of happens all at once, and you go, "This is awesome," because it is awesome. But it is a lot of work we did behind the scenes to get here. And but it is awesome to be here, and we were seeing the fans lining up at the stadium to get there.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Yeah, I saw that this morning.
I don't think Landry will be lining up to see any uniforms. What'd you call them? Trash? No. Garbage? They suck.
I said the home. I don't like the home ones. I don't like the home jerseys. I'm not a big fan.
I know you said trash. Yeah, garbage. Bad job.
The home jerseys.
I've got you.
I do not like the home jerseys.
How do you really like? What do you think about the home jerseys?
I just think they're too similar, and I actually think they're kind of like a little downgrade-y from the other ones. I like the white ones, and I like the alternates, but I do not like the home jerseys. I'm not a big fan. What's y'all's favorite?
Clearly.
Home jersey.
You like the home jersey best?
Aw, come on.
I love the home
jersey. That's
Cal's
favorite,
a lot of
yes.
our fans like the traditions
mm-hmm.
and like these things, and so we're hearing them speak and answering their
I think what we're hearing is how Landry feels about you, babe.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I think that's right.
A knife in the back.
Knife in the back.
The color's different, though. The color's different,
Friend
though, right?
Is loose.
Yeah. The color's different, though, right?
Yes.
It's darker.
Yeah, it's deep steel blue. We've gone back to deep steel blue.
Yeah. It didn't look the same. It looks like pretty significantly different, too. It looks the same, yet kind of different, a little bit darker.
So Nike didn't make the deep steel blue color that we used to have, mm-hmm. and so it went to a lighter navy. This color actually is the same as the Yankees navy.
Okay.
It's that deep, dark
deep,
steel blue.
Dark blue. Yep.
Which is where we started.
Yeah, which is back in the day.
Right.
Back in the day. All right, so let's get to some questions that we've been talking about here that you guys
so
can
hold
answer.
Hold on, speaking of colors.
Yeah.
So we went to a brighter red.
Yes.
Very much a brighter red, and which we're showing
it. This red is a red from... Where is it, babe?
Ohio State.
And so when we started this,
the Ohio
was
State.
Before mm-hmm. we got oh, CJ.
Oh, really?
So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Before CJ, then CJ comes in. He goes, that's my color. Yeah. Okay. It was pretty
you know, serendipitous. I have a prediction. I think that CJ is probably he's going to be at least a top three highest selling jersey with this in the NFL. And I would actually be surprised if he – I think he's going to be top two and not two. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think he's going to be number one.
You're so negative. I think he's going to be the top.
I said top two, not two. That means one. Top two, not two means one.
I'm here for you today, Landry.
You're winning or losing, buddy. I'll say right now.
I'll take
it. You're losing. Yeah. I'll take
it. You ain't going to win.
In this car race.
you're not going to win.
All right, so let's talk about the process. Because we've talked about this for a long time. You listen to our show. You understand that there were questions that we had. There was the leak that was
Which one?
Actually, yeah. The first one. Cal came out looking better than anybody in this whole thing but with the way that you responded. But though there were issues along the way. From the very start, H-Town Blue was a topic. It was a topic. Is how much is it going to be? Is it going to be a dominant color? Is it going to be a color at all or whatever? So set the record straight from the very start and to the point of what you have now.
Yeah,
is H-Town Blue about where you wanted it to be, or were you kind of hoping for a little more and then you adjust?
So we heard that loud and clear from our fans.
Yeah.
They wanted H-Town Blue represented. They wanted Houston represented.
Mm-hmm.
And so we worked with the NFL, and there was some push and shove, and we came to where we could get to with the NFL.
A compromise.
Giving us a compromise mm-hmm. and a certain percentage in the uniform. And I think our fans would like more.
Yeah.
And we're probably in that same boat. But, we're working with the powers that be with the league and all that stuff to get to where we could.
Yeah, I love the way you put that.
That was very, very good
the way you put that. Because I'm not quite as tactful as he is, as you well know. Like you put it very tactfully there, that you reached a compromise and there was other things that you could do, etc. But what I've been saying, and neither one of you can answer this, let me make it a question. At what point in the process was it early on where other owners saw what you were hoping to get done?
I think there was some talk. I think even publicly we discussed that we were going to be able to use a different color than Columbia Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that was released and we got approval to do that, that's when we started.
Maybe there was some, how did he put it? Give and take or something
Compromise.
A lot of compromise.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where they just said, no, you can't. And then we compromised.
Yeah. But sometimes, I'm sorry, Landry.
What was the reason?
Yeah. Like, what was just, the good? Yeah. Just
what do you think?
I'm just asking. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's
I think
what
we all know what we're talking
we're
about
talking
here.
About
it, and I'm going to mention her by name in the next segment.
Amy Adams Stank.
Well, this is one of the.
He didn't say that. So.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Trek all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of people say, like, you complimented me on my answer saying it was politically correct or whatever.
Tactful.
Tactful, thank you. And so a lot of people say Hannah is a spice to my tactfulness.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So we were given something that's a little, and I wanted to share with you because you've shared your sauce.
Oh, yeah. I give you my sauce.
Someone made this and gave this to us.
Oh, yes. Wow. Allison Condrance.
Okay.
Hot sauce.
Oh, wow. H-Town.
There you go.
It's Caliente.
Mexican ketchup.
Okay.
Now I know why you thought of me.
This is hot sauce.
I know.
It's hot sauce.
It says Mexican ketchup on the bottom. Caliente. H-Town Caliente. Dude. Can I have this?
Get your chips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get it?
Yes, that's yours.
All right. Do they have the copyright on it? I can add it to the OG line.
Oh, we probably do.
I'm just kidding.
Cal and Hannah McNair in studio. We're on YouTube as well. We're rolling pretty deep. So
where is the camera for YouTube?
The camera's right here. So you kind of got your shoulder right there to him. But yeah, it's right here. And then
not on purpose.
Right there. Yeah. Not on purpose. For sure. What has the last year been like for y'all? Because I was talking about it earlier today. I remember y'all kind of working the room at the draft party a year ago. There was excitement. I would say it was the most excited that the fan base had been in a few years, even before the draft. But where y'all are at right now when it comes to the approval rating as opposed to then, what has the last year just been like? Do you take a chance to be able to look back at that and say, damn, this has come a long way very far. All of the getting through the mud and stuff, it was worth it. Do y'all take time to at least enjoy that?
Well, there's been a lot of change from last year, and sometimes you just have to stay tuned to see what will happen. So it's been a fun trip. And when we started the season, we really didn't know, you know, how we were going to stack up with other teams and to see our team evolve like they did and play like they did and sort of confirm all of our hard work was a lot of fun to see. But you know what that means this year?
What's that?
Absolutely nothing. Our guys got to stack it up and start over again.
Okay, D'Amico.
He's going hard-o-cow.
You got to.
You've been hanging around Nick
with that Big Nick energy.
Yeah, Big Nick energy, the hard-o, D'Amico, all that. The players are saying this, too. So it's not just you saying it. It does seem like the players, just the whole vibe. They're all kind of saying it really doesn't matter, which is... I guess it doesn't, but it's a little bit different, I would say.
We do keep score, and that's what really matters.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you something else that we had just on the uniforms that we've been talking about since y'all are here. What was the mindset? What was the thought process? Which one was going to actually be the everyday home versus the alternate home? Because my opinion, as I've said, I think I might have told y'all this off air, or maybe it's Greg Grissom. I wish that alternate home was the everyday home. I think that would have been a big, bold change.
Which alternate home?
The one with H on the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the alternate blue.
That one.
That's just me personally, because I think then you could have the old uniform as the alternate and still have tribute to the classic look. So how did y'all decide...
Don't you love us guys giving fashion advice?
I take it from Figgy.
All I'm doing
is telling you what my opinion was. I'm curious. The question is, how did y'all weigh what was going to be what uniform? You know what I mean?
Well, we heard, again, loud and clear from our fans, we love the logo. Don't mess with the logo. We want it on our uniforms. And so we heard that.
And so that made it.
But Landry would say we listened to the fans too much.
No, that's not.
Yeah, he said too many fan councils, too many opinions.
No, I said it's
what it produced is garbage. It's trash.
She's fake news to me.
I said it's hard to please so many people.
And
apparently you. Remember last time we were in here, you were talking about, Han, I'm worried about you. You're going to be getting smoked. Little did I know it'd be coming from you.
I was worried about Hannah being the one that if they lost, they took out the advice. I just don't like the homes. I don't like the home uniforms. That's it.
I just wouldn't take fashion advice from this guy. What he's wearing today.
I would not take fashion advice from me. This is actually pretty cool.
Those are cargo shorts, man. Yeah.
These are not cargo shorts. Now she's lying on me. These are pants. These are joggers. Look at Hannah coming in here flexing on me with the fashion.
She's firing, man. She's firing. Drive-by.
Hey, got you. So what are y'all going to do for the draft? Are y'all just going to just kind of relax? Are y'all a little bit more relaxed this year than last? Or is it the same mindset? What are we going to do for the draft? Because there's obviously no party. So what are y'all's plans?
There
are y'all
going to be
well, Friday.
Well, I'm not on Thursday. Not yeah. for round one. For round one, what are y'all going to do?
We're going to be in the draft room.
We'll be in the draft room, and you never know what Nick's going to do. He may trade up. I said this last year.
Yeah.
He may trade up. He may trade down.
Don't know.
He'll take calls and see what happens and do, you know, again, it's a cliche, but he'll do what's best for the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. It'll be exciting. And what happens in the first round, even if we're not picking there, influences the second round.
Are there going to be any, because obviously going to be in the Hall of Fame game, any changes to training camp, whether dates or locales?
Yeah, we're still working on that because we haven't gotten the preseason game dates, so we're still working through that. Yeah, but yes, there are a little. There has to be a little bit of an adjustment.
I thought y'all made the media rounds, I want to say 2 weeks ago when y'all sat down with all the local channels. I thought y'all's best answer was where they asked about Stephon Diggs, and I think it was with Bristol, correct? Yeah, it was with Bristol, and they asked about the term diva. And you said basically that you like bringing in strong personalities. You didn't dismiss the possibility, Cal, of there being disagreements, but you said that the culture was strong enough to where bringing a guy into that atmosphere is not the worst thing. How cool is it to be able to say that? Because I don't think we could have said that was the case. Maybe for your entire tenure. How cool is it for you to be able to say that and not go up there and just completely dismiss the possibility and not necessarily embrace conflict, but say we're in position to where we can deal with strong personalities?
Well, I think we're in a good place, you know, to do that, and I think it's reflective. And he's an extremely talented player, and I can't wait to, you know, get him here and see what he's going to contribute to the team.
But it goes back to, you know, Cal said, you know, last year doesn't matter, but it does, right? Mm-hmm. All of that has set the table for a culture for, you know, different types of personalities to come in. So it does matter. I think that all did matter. And I think it will contribute to hopefully more success this year.
So the dynamic a year ago now was actually a little bit more than a year, but like, how is this all going to work together? You know, Nick really didn't know D'Amico, and D'Amico didn't really know Nick, and they're coming together and all. Dude, it's beyond all expectations from the outside looking in. Where are you now with that whole you two with D'Amico and Nick? It seems like it's way ahead of schedule.
No, I think they're working really well together. I think that's what we've been kind of conveying to the fans, and it continues to be that way. And you saw it through the offseason. And then Nick's ability to trade for players, you know, even in free agency period, was really smart, I thought. And bringing in the players that D'Amico wants and needs to have his vision of the team. And Nick's totally buying into that. You see them working, you know, together really well. And I'm excited to see the continued growth.
Are you ready to play the Titans again? I know you kind of enjoyed that sweep last year. You got that marked on the calendar? Is that
you know what's so funny is I was seeing some articles about Hannah salty about them wearing the uniforms. Who started that? Who started it wearing it against us? And then if anybody was at that game, their in-house PA was instigating it. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable, but also wonderful because we finished the story. Okay,
yeah. Exactly.
So, she went.
I mean, who's salty here?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I kind of like that. Is that going to be something that maybe we get a little bit of healthy rivalry where, you know,
rivalry is good for the league.
It's here, right?
Yeah, it's good. For it's
and are the Titans are the top rival. It seems like it kind of moves right now. Is that our top rival?
Well, first they need to beat us.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so it's not a rivalry yet.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So we got to go.
That's
we
how
go.
You do it.
Yes,
right.
Oh. Colts. Okay, Colts. There you go. Look at Cal. That ain't one
time. I was like, here's the hot sauce.
Here she goes again.
I want to beat all our AFC South friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
Twice. Each one of them. Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. So I'm
Did
going.
Figgy just cut that piece?
No. Yeah, maybe.
It's not dumped. 20 seconds has passed. Expect that on a clip for sure, I'm sure.
Okay, so overall, on the day, what are you expecting to hear from the fans in terms of approval and everything? Because it's not going to be universal.
No, I don't think you will get universal. Mm-hmm. But I think as we go on, I think we'll get a higher percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think it'll come down to how we do on the field. At the end of the day,
well, yeah, I I think this is going to go over a lot better now than it would have 2 years ago.
And probably when you and I were playing, it was shirts versus skins. So I don't know that, you know, whoever won, that was the most popular, you know. And so I don't know that I want to do that
I'll be shirts.
But uniforms didn't really, it mattered who won. And that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, no, and you guys are going to knock it out of the park. And there's a long line of people out there. Last thing. The merchandise doesn't necessarily have to in terms of jerseys, doesn't necessarily have to reflect the jerseys on the field. Like, you can have a lighter blue jersey, correct? I've been telling people that you can have all kinds of, as long as you have those colors,
you can
do a lot with the merch, right?
You can do a lot of different things with the merchandise. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So we can get.
Just wanted to make sure that was clear.
And the shop is open right now, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
And the home jerseys are flying off the shelves, my friend.
Oh, there we go.
We need to do a measurement on these home jerseys. Hold that. That's not a home. That's an alternate, right?
This is my favorite.
Okay, yeah, there you go. You got the alternate. You got the Willie Anderson right there. Look at that. Yes. Look at that lovely thing right there.
It's a large.
There
I'm going to give to my daughter. No,
I should have. I needed to bring the show, his red one. Oh, hey, Tyler.
Yeah, T-Mill's in there. He's doing his thing. I think he's disappointed that there wasn't full-on Oiler jerseys. I think T-Mill's in that demo. He's a little upset.
T-Mill, that's the NFL for you.
Yeah, it is.
Especially the NFL in Nashville.
The stanky one. But you know, that's just
tune in a segment or two, because I'm gonna name names that you may have or may have not referenced earlier.
Yeah. Oh,
Fair enough.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
Appreciate you. Coming up next, why Hannah says the Titans suck.
I did not say that. Okay. The only time I said that word was when you were referencing the jerseys.
Hey, I also didn't say all the jerseys sucked either, so we're even now. Or not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.